Brandon is our SA Global Explorer, who spent quite a bit of time working in different countries, and one of those countries was Ghana. Brandon, good morning.
Morning. How
morning,
are you?
Morning. Good, thanks. Good, thanks. Good to be chatting with you this morning. Now, out of interest, what work were you doing in Ghana when you worked there?
Yes, I work in financial services for high net worth and expats. So that's the reason why I was up in West Africa.
All right. And how did you find the experience as a South African working in Ghana?
Yeah, obviously, being in South Africa, you have to, of course, understand that it's a different world out there. But,
sure.
I mean, it was a fantastic experience.
Yes.
Ghana, the whole of West Africa is just an unreal place to be. It's a fantastic place.
Obviously, it's a bit of an eye-opener, and there got to be things that kind of surprised you during your time there, from arriving to the climate. It's a different part of Africa. What were those things that kind of, you know, that surprised you about being in Ghana?
Yeah, so, I mean, first off, it's humidity.
Sure.
Thankfully, I was a little bit used to humidity just from my upbringing and the area I came from in South Africa, but the humidity there was way more intense. Of course, whole different new culture, new types of foods.
Mm.
So definitely that was a big experience for me, was just having to sort of adapt to a whole new way of life in terms of how they do things with regards to, you know, their foods and their spices.
Sure.
But I mean, a great experience though, because, you know, a lot of their foods are just out of this world.
Yes.
They love their flavors. They love their spices. And you know, they have to use the resources that they have.
That they have, yeah.
Ultimately comes from the ocean.
They've got this thing called jollof rice, which you'd know. I believe you've been, as I said, to Nigeria too. So both Ghana and Nigeria claim that jollof rice is theirs. Out of the two countries, who makes it better?
Yeah, I mean, we should probably start wars if you ended up saying who had the better jollof rice.
Yeah.
Look, I experienced it first in Ghana.
Yes.
It blew my mind. It really is so tasty. And if anyone can ever find a place in South Africa that makes a good jollof rice, I suggest they go and try it, regardless of if it's Nigerian or Ghanaian.
Sure.
But I definitely would probably pull it down to Ghana. I ate it a lot more often in Ghana than I did in Nigeria. So I'd give the Ghanaians it this time.
Love it. And any other meals that you found interesting or you enjoyed? You mentioned a lot of the seafood, that fresh seafood that you're getting at both places.
Yeah, a lot of the seafood. You know, I had the opportunity to go and do some fishing over there, you know, deep sea. So the sushi, I always tell people this, but some of the best sushi I had in my life, in fact, was in West Africa. Just because at the time of how fresh it was. So that was quite surprising to me. And then a lot of your street food.
Yes.
Things like they have a beef, like a roasted beef that they do on a barbecue or a braai for us. But they call it suya. And that was also, it's almost like just strips of thinly cut beef with a bit of spice. And then they usually add on some raw onion on the side, and you know, it's basically like a pub food while you're having some beers. It was fantastic. So yeah, that was
incredible.
One of the, also a good meal. Yeah.
Very, very cool. Brandon, well, listen, thanks for your time, mate, this morning. I know you're at the office, so another busy day awaits you, and we appreciate your time this morning.
No, perfect. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Brandon. Take care.
Take care.
Cheers. Catch SA Global Explorer again next Wednesday on the Round the Corner Breakfast Show, brought to you by FNB Private. If you've travelled, lived, or worked abroad, we want to hear about those experiences. Get to smileyfm.co.za and share your stories with us.